the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When an athlete is training in season, the regime is rigorous. It slows down considerably in off-season, though many athletes maintain frequent workouts. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Natalie Allen, a clinical instructor in the Biomedical Sciences Department and the dietitian from all Missouri State University athletes, is my guest today. She has some tips for keeping your body in shape, even in the off-season.
For most of the athletes that I work with at Missouri State, one of the biggest changes in the off-season would be we don't necessarily need to be eating anything after they work out in the off-season. The workout's probably not as strenuous, and it's probably not as long. And therefore, you don't necessarily need calories after your workout if you're going to go eat dinner or lunch or whatever. Whereas during the season, we encourage all of our athletes at MSU to make sure to eat something with protein and carbohydrate in it within 30 minutes of exercise completion. We know that builds muscle and replenishes your energy stores when you eat it pretty quickly after the workout, but that needs to be after a strenuous workout, which is probably not the case in the off season. Typically during the season, a collegiate athlete is working out most days of the week and has games, and sometimes they're lifting weights as well. So it's multiple practices and things like that a day, whereas the off season, we want their body to recover, to repair, them to relax and focus on some other aspects of their life. So certainly their diet can follow that same pattern. Now, not eating everything in sight necessarily. They may have to decrease their calories a little bit on a daily basis because they are not burning as many calories when they're not quite as active.
In season, an athlete burns many calories a day and has to hydrate constantly to not get depleted. One quick way to reduce calories during the off season, though, is to evaluate your drinks, said Allen.
A lot of extra calories can come from drinks, especially sports drinks or flavored drinks like flavored coffee, smoothies, teas, sodas, things like that. And those add up very quickly. Remember, the average person burns about 100 calories per mile of running or walking. So that is, you know, one cookie. So it's not a whole lot there. So if people can look at drinks, we hydrate so much during the season. Typically in the off season, they don't need to drink as much fluid. And if they do, I want that fluid to be low calorie, like water or something else. Now, the exception is milk, which we typically want all of our athletes, especially the females, to drink regularly. The other thing that they could decrease in the off season would be carbohydrates. And those are found in a variety of foods. And your body needs carbohydrates to function. We all do. But you may not need as many if you're not working out at such a high level. So it might be having a half a cup of rice for a serving instead of a cup of rice. Instead of having a whole load of noodles in your pasta, have your noodles and your pasta sauce in equal serving size, and then add a salad. So little things like that can make a big difference in the off season, so we don't see the weight gain that some people don't want.
Some sports have rigid weight requirements, and Allen warns against the risks associated with a rapidly changing diet.
Certainly, there are lots of dangers to changing your diet rapidly, whether you're in season or off season. So the first thing I would caution people against is trying to gain too much weight or lose too much weight in a short amount of time. Typically, 1 pound a week of weight gain or weight loss is a good number. If you're going losing much more or gaining much more than that, it's probably water weight, and you're not necessarily building muscle or losing fat like we would want. So the rapid weight gain or weight loss is a red flag for me as a dietitian. The other thing, when you do have that rapid change, it affects your metabolic rate or the number of calories that you burn each day. And that's really hard to get back on track once it has become messed up. So it's much better to eat a sensible plan, continue to eat 3 meals a day at minimum, breakfast, please, yes. And also, if you're going to try to cut calories, look at your snacks, look at your late night eating, look at drinks, look at cutting out fried foods, the things that are not necessarily as healthy. Don't cut out your fruit, your vegetables, your lean protein, your whole grains, and your 3 meals a day.
That was Natalie Allen, clinical instructor in the Biomedical Sciences Department and the dietitian for Missouri State University athletes. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.